Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 3:10 says, "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." To you and me, that sounds like a very simple thing to do. Just get up and walk out. But they were going to walk out on a country that was the most powerful of their day that didn't want them to walk out. A country that was using these people to make their life easier as slaves. And God comes to Moses and says, "Look, I'm going to have you go tell Pharaoh that they're going to leave." This was not a most comfortable position for Moses. Yet God told him to do it, so it should have been. It is one thing to see a problem. It's quite another to solve it. It seems easy to see what others are doing wrong or to criticize our government, church leadership, or public figure. However, seeing a problem is a considerable step towards solving the problem. Yet it seems that we often see the problem and want God to solve it, without using us in the process. We know that if God uses us, we will probably feel uneasy. We'll probably feel less comfortable today and have fewer resources. We'll probably be ridiculed, misunderstood, hated, and even despised, just like Jesus was and at times Moses was. If life were about comfort, resources, being understood, and being liked, then we should avoid any personal investment in the problems of this world. But it's not about those things. It's about glorifying God or showing the world who He is. Moses had to think that this assignment was way beyond him, and it was. He had to believe that he was not talented enough, not articulate enough, and was already hated by those he was being sent to. And that was true. His problem was that he was thinking about himself and not God. When he made this about Moses, he was a miserable failure. When he made it about God, he was arguably one of the most influential, greatest leaders of all time. Who are you making it about? Is this about you and your comfort and your status? Is this about your family? Is this about your church? Is this about our country? Or is it about God? When we make things about God, they tend to work out because they're about Him and not us. We become the messenger, not the message. We become those entrusted with something rather than those who are just using something for our own benefit. And that makes a big difference in life. When you're used of God, life can get uncomfortable in a very wonderful way. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.